o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
How would you rank his... better. SportsCenter is better.
For those listening in ESPN Madison, you heard Alex Gravatt, SportsCenter.
I like that he went back to the well.
He did go back to the... So Greg Joseph is the Packers kicker that is still vying in the competition with Anders Carlson. As you heard Alex G tell you in Madison, Jack Podlesny no longer
every
part
time
of the
I hear
team,
that, I think of Paul Posluszny.
Paul Podlesny?
He was Posluszny, I
Penn
think.
State
Penn State linebacker,
linebacker
Jacksonville.
Very
kind of
good.
A linebacker name.
Yeah, he's good.
That's not a kicker's name. What's his name again?
Podlesny?
Podlesny.
Jack Podlesny. So it's Greg Joseph. Tough. For those who missed it.
Greg the Leg, some call him.
At 9 o'clock, Alex, Tausch got on Alex G.
I didn't get after him.
I just brought up a point. G, did he get after you?
As this is my year debut on Wilde and Tausch, I felt attacked.
Yeah. It
was attacked?
Attacked.
It was the opposite of leaving a bottle of water for the guests staying at your house. That is the opposite of what happened.
Okay,
you like
fair.
You like brought a, like you dumped the water bottle on him because he was waking up.
Great job. I'm going to just make sure. Good job, Gravy. Good job, AG.
Gravy?
It's called. I'm workshopping some things.
I'm going to give myself a round of applause for that one.
Doing some workshopping.
All right. So the Green Bay Packers kicking competition, which I've put on our show sheet to talk about for a week since Rob Domofsky wrote about the three-way competition.
Yeah, we all knew it wasn't going to have three kickers going. Not, and we all thought Podlesny was going to be the guy that got out.
And that is exactly what happened. So while the beat writers are away, everybody's taking their break until training camp starts in July.
So
the
they
Packers
just throw
decide,
kicker stuff out. So
let's
here's
get rid
the
of
thing. Last week, Jason brought up a really good point in talking to some folks over at Lambeau. And my opinion is... they want Anders Carlson to win this job. And I firmly believe that. But I think one of the things that, you know, you look at it and you say, well, if it's a draft pick, they're always, if all things are even, you're going to go with the draft pick. And I think the fact that, you know, the special teams coach has had a different Carlson, Daniel Carlson, back when he was with the Raiders, and he had a lot of success. While he struggled in Minnesota, they cut him early. It's a pick. You want this kid to develop. You drafted him for a reason. You want him to do it. And when Jason said, I don't sense that's the case. Like, if it does, great. If it doesn't, normally you have your opinion and you want things to kind of work out a certain way. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And when you don't feel that way, and that is in essence what Jason said last week, my eyebrows perked up a little bit. Like, I know he struggled. He missed way too many kicks last year. But you brought him in because you know he's got a strong leg and you hope that he's going to be able to kind of mature. And we keep saying with some of these other position players, let them grow. Jordan Love, after 1 year, if he would have had to have started right away, I don't think we would all be saying, let's give Jordan Love $55 million. So you can't sit there, and I understand kicking, it is instant, and you have no choice. You're not going to hold two kickers on a roster. That'd be crazy town. It's been done, but you don't want to do that. So I still believe that the Green Bay Packers and Rich Bisaccia want him to be their kicker. But I firmly believe if this will be an open, fiery, competitive, and I think probably the most competitive spot on this roster, and he's going to need to kind of up his ante and make sure if he's not producing, I don't think there's a doubt around that the Green Bay Packers will say, deuces B, we're going to move on with, and it might not be Greg Joseph either, because Greg Joseph's stats last year, no better than Anders Carlson's. So the thing about this, you saw the Lions picked up the kid from the UFL, I think the Michigan UFL team who made some long kicks. Last year, the Packers did not have championship aspirations. You can roll the dice a little bit more with a kicker. Late in the season last year, I think they regretted and wished they had maybe done something so they felt better about that spot, because we forget, Green Bay got a first down. Green Bay was moving the football that last drive to get a field goal to tie the game, and there wasn't anybody, including Rich, if he was being honest with you, that if Anders needed to hit a 47-yarder, that you felt like he was going to make it. You cannot have that, because you're telling your team things. And that was one of the things when Mason struggled in 2012. How do you rectify that part of it? You believe in him. You want to stick with him. But if he misses a kick at the end of a game and your team doesn't advance, that's on you, too, as a decision maker. That's the tricky part of this. So I think they hope Anders goes ahead and just kicks big time and wins this job, and there's no doubts. That's what they're hoping for. But when Wilde said that last week, it makes me think the Packers are very open to having someone else kick for them outside of, I think he switched his number, but outside of what Anders has done.
I think you hit the nail on the head with a lot of points that you just made there. Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today, Wilde and Tausch, 844-770-3776, the number into the show. I think the question that I want to ask is, do you want Anders Carlson to be the Packers kicker? Like, are you hoping that this works out? Because I, when I sit here right now, and the things that you just said, and Jason said this at the start of last season, that it would be great to have a veteran kicker when you're going through all the rebuilding at the other positions, that if you have a game that, you know, you're exceeding expectations coming down to the wire, that you're not losing it because a guy's missing a 40-yard chip shot. When you've got Mason Crosby, who's been doing this for over a decade, and he could, you know, put one through the uprights and really help solidify when you've earned a victory, that you get that. Well, now the theme has changed because you're saying, Jason's saying, everybody's saying, the Packers are one of the top teams. The ESPN Bet app, when I was in Illinois yesterday, looking at, oh, can I put a couple things in for the season? The ESPN Bet app is saying that the Green Bay Packers are one of the teams that has a chance to go win the Super Bowl more than others. If that's the case, you can't be relying on a kicker who is as poor as Anders Carlson was last year. And if you're going to have either a second-year player who has those kind of stats and hasn't shown the improvement after an offseason, or a veteran in Greg Joseph who had comparable stats but has done this before in the big stage and has competed in postseason games, give me Greg Joseph. I think right now, if I had to say, and I know my takes about Packers kickers
have been
much maligned on this show over the years.
They've just been flat wrong.
I would rather have Greg Joseph than Anders Carlson today kicking game one in Brazil.
And why?
Because I think I would rather have a veteran kicker who has been...
Who had less of a kicking make percentage or about the same as Anders last year.
But who has kicked...
Who's older and probably doesn't have a strong leg.
Who has made clutch kicks in postseason games. And you can have a chance to go win a Super Bowl knowing you have a veteran in that role rather than a rookie who struggled last year and a second-year player who hasn't shown growth.
I want Robbie Gold.
Robbie Gold or Mason Crosby could be great.
I wonder if Mason's still thinking about kicking. He did not finish. I don't think he finished great with the Giants last year.
No, but he had like one game.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed. That's what's so fascinating to me about this is that you now, I think your timeline is sped up, and I don't know if you can ever allow for a growth period with kickers. If you could, it would be with a young team that's developing, and you don't have those championship aspirations. You have a team you think can win a championship. You cannot go into it. What did he kick? What was his kick percentage last year?
85%.
You can't be outside of 90%.
Right.
You need a kicker to be in that range.
Not if you're a Super Bowl contender.
Well, really, in any spot.
I think last year would have been the one exception where I was fine with Anders Carlson being a rookie who was drafted going through the process. I was fine with that last year. Like, it was a growing year for everybody. This year is no longer a growing year. You're expected to win the NFC North, or at least compete with the Lions for the top spot in the NFC, let alone the division. You're expected to make a deep postseason run after getting to the divisional round last year. Again, I'm looking at the ESPN Bet app yesterday, and the Packers are one of the favorites in the NFC. They're near the top of the conference. Chances to win the Super Bowl this year of all the NFC teams. You gotta do what's best for the team to try and win in the postseason this year, and if that means moving on from Anders Carlson because he hasn't shown growth and development over training camp, over mini camp, over the offseason, then you got
to
do it.
Well, how short of a leash are you going to give him? If he goes up to Brazil and misses two kicks, you cutting him? Let's say he has a great camp.
Who says he makes it to Brazil?
I'm saying he beats out Joseph. He has a really good camp, which is, I think, very, very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Kicks in the preseason, makes his kicks, and then he gets to Brazil and he misses two. Like what old boy did against the Packers. Daniel Carlson, remember, they had a chance to beat the Packers a couple of times. He missed both. Missed an extra point. Are you going to just say, we're done with you? Are you going to give him some opportunities? Because the last thing you want to have is a kicker that's constantly looking over his shoulder. You want to say, you're our guy. Well, to what degree are you going to do that? Because if what we're saying is this is a championship team, and I think all Packer fans believe this team don't know if you're going to win it this year, but should be and will be in the playoffs and have a chance to have a chance to win a championship. You cannot have a kicker that's going to be in the low 80s. You can't. It's not doable.
844-770-3776. Do you want Anders Carlson to be the Green Bay Packers kicker this season?
Well, yeah, I want it, but I need him to be in the midnight. I need him to be higher. I need him to be better.
Yeah.
But I want him because, A, he's on a rookie contract. B, he's got the he's obviously got the tools, the talent to do it. Now, but if he's not doing it, I don't know what the threshold's going to be if they keep him where he's at, if he's missing a couple of kicks early in the season, because I think Packer fans will be clamoring incredibly loud if he's not improved and his accuracy isn't better.
We'll review some of your responses on the talk and text line. I'm going to get this poll in the field as well from on Twitter at Wilde and Tausch. I also have a follow-up question on what you just said, Tausch. I want to ask you about this kicking competition coming up here throughout this offseason into training camp. Jack Podlesny, on the other hand, is looking for work. Maybe you can make a recommendation to your friends at Johnson & Sons
Paving. Well, summer is here, and before you know it, you'll be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Pavings wants to make sure you are ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Again, I'm literally going to go down in Muskego, got baseball. I'm going to drive over and show. I'm going to try to get our whole team. I'm going to see if we can get a parade of our cars to go by just to see the parking lot in Muskego that we paved with Johnson & Sons. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
I mean,
how do you think the kids would like that? Hey, all right, guys, couple good wins, or hey, Tuffle, whatever it might be in Muskego. After the game, I'm going to say, you know what? I really think you guys need to come and look at this parking lot to see what excellence is all about.
I've never been a big fan of parades. I can't say that parade would necessarily pique my interest if I'm a 12-year-old. Are there cupcakes that would be provided?
I don't know if somebody's... It's got to be somebody's birthday coming up around Saturday or Sunday. Yeah, I think we could probably find cupcakes.
If you got cupcakes involved, well, the place you could, that you we paved, it's
a there is a restaurant there. We could eat
well,
there.
Yeah, go eat lunch.
Maybe
there.
We will.
That's the way to handle this. Yeah. I mean, parade, I'm not so sure. 844-770-3776.
It didn't take 6 days to pave. We paved. We put the lines down, everything else, and it ain't taking as long as the parking garage getting washed. Well, I can assure you of that.
To get an update from the power washers coming up as well, along with your texts and your calls and voting in the poll on Twitter at Wilde and Tausch. Do you want Anders Carlson to be the Packers kicker this year? We'll review those responses next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Interesting returns to the poll question here early on.
Oh, I haven't looked yet. Interesting. I'm interested to find out what's so interesting.
Jesse and Tausch, Wilde and Tausch, Jason on assignment. He'll be back next week. 844-770-3776, where your texts are rolling in as well on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line. Yesterday, Jack Podlesny was cut by the Green Bay Packers, meaning there are two remaining in the Packers kicking competition heading into training camp. Greg Joseph, the veteran, and Anders Carlson entering his second year. The poll question on Twitter, or X, at Wilde and Tausch. Do you, we capitalized you, yep. I know you like that, Tausch. Do you want Anders Carlson to be the Packers kicker for the 2024 season? Thus far, and it's only been in the field for a few minutes, closing in on 100 votes, 54% no.
Well, he didn't have a good year last year. That's not surprising at all. I'm actually kind of surprised it's not even less. I think, I don't know if it's going to be either of these two. There is just, kicker is one of those spots. It's almost a little more mercurial, unless you're Justin Tucker or someone that is just a bona fide proven gamer. There's so much movement. Guys that you think are really good, he'll have 3 or 4 bad games, and it can be, if you don't have a really strong organization, that's such a game-changing spot, because ask the Buffalo Bills. Their whole trajectory of their franchise, if Scott Norwood puts one in, it's a whole different animal. They're viewed in a different way. Matt Barr, who I don't think you probably remember, but made a kick against the 49ers with the Giants, a tough one. Robbie Gould comes in, kicks a 47-yarder against the Packers in a tough night, wind, all the stuff, and the Niners end up ending the Packers season. So it's a vital position for teams that are really good. It's an important position for all teams because these games are so narrowly won and lost that I totally understand why Packer fans are saying what he did last year is not going to be good enough for a team. And the Packers know that, and that's why they had Podlesny and everybody else here to push. And this competition, even when, let's say, Anders wins in training camp, that's one of those spots where that competition continues on because it's probably the easiest position to interchange because there's so many veterans that'll be available.
So some of the responses coming in, a 920 text. And remember, give us your name and where you're texting from, especially as we update our texting software here. 920 says, knowing what the Packers know now, I think they would have cut Carlson before the end of last year. He should have been on the shortest of leashes, and if he does miss two kicks in Brazil, he should be gone.
Yeah, I have a hard time getting my head wrapped around. I understand what Unnamed is saying, but I think last year the Packers didn't realize that they were going to have the title chances that they ended up having. So I think Goody really would have loved to have kept Carlson, maybe a practice squad. They went. You cut him, somebody's going to pick him up. So that might have been a case where they left him and then had somebody on the practice squad that they could elevate and have kick for some of these games because they knew what they had was not going to be consistent and good enough in a clutch situation. And we were not that we were fortunate that Jordan Love threw across his body and made the bad decision at the end of that Niners game, but it would have been a great opportunity for Anders. I think that was one of those springboard, oh my God, he made that kick and that confidence grows, or it could have completely shelled him. He didn't have to do that. It gives him another bite at this thing. Hopefully his offseason's good, and he'll be coming into camp chomping and ready to go. And by the way, that camp, we're only right around a month out from when these guys got a report.
So what are the other positions in sports that are most similar to kicker? I think goalies in hockey, although that's more important. That's more like a quarterback. But it's a skill set that's different than the other players involved. Yeah. And I think the closer in baseball.
I think that's a fair comp, closing. I think golfers, there's a reason kickers and golfers, because it's kind of on you. Yes, you need a snap. Yes, you need protection. But you strike the ball while you're going
to
make the kick.
But I think you need to say team sports for the sake of the question I'm about to ask, because you said how long is the leash for Anders Carlson this season? How long is the leash for the Edmonton Oilers goalie in the Stanley Cup final if he's having a terrible first couple of games when you got a chance to win a title? How long is the leash for a closer in baseball when you get into the playoff?
For someone like Anders, who has not proven it and is kind of unproven, it's a short leash. Now, Mason Crosby was able to utilize his longer leash in 2012 because of all the success he had and the confidence that Mike McCarthy and the coaching staff had that he'd get it right. But even then, it was touch and go. And I think a lot of us thought, maybe just give Mason a break and let him kind of regroup. They didn't, and it turned out to be a wise decision, but nobody was thinking that in 2012 when he was missing kicks all over the place.
Another text from Mike and Racine. Do you want Anders Carlson to be the kicker this season for the Packers? Yes, if he earns the job. I'm sure he worked on his mechanics and things in the offseason. He has a strong leg and he's young. But if he does show weaknesses, then grab a vet for the playoff push. Well, what do you think of that plan? Like, do you give him the whole season? You get to December and you're like, oh, this isn't working. We got to get someone else in.
I don't. I don't give him the season. I also don't give him just one game. If he wins the job. But I just think you have to be very quick to make a move because, A, you might lose out on a guy that you really want outside of Anders. But I don't want to give in either. I want to let these guys grow. But this is a position that there just doesn't – there's not that same time allotment that you get if you're a left guard or if you're like Sean Ryan. And Sean Ryan couldn't play right away, and all of a sudden we're looking at him, he's going to be your starting right guard. There's different qualifications. There's different requirements that you need. Kicking, you got to be ready to go from the jump. And if you're not, especially on a team like Green Bay that has these aspirations, it's just the cold, hard reality of this business.
We'll circle back, take a look at how the poll question's going, and some more of your responses a little bit later in the show. 844-770-3776. Do you want Anders Carlson to be the Packers
kicker
next year?
Do you need Anders Carlson on that wall?
Do you need a new bathroom for the guests that
Sounds
you're
like
hosting?
You do.
No, we're fine.
Well,
our
bathroom's
if you
do,
great.
If you do, I know exactly who you should call, and that is our friends at Kohler Services. If you need a bath or shower remodel, turn to Kohler Services, a family-owned business, 150 years, one of the great companies of Wisconsin. And Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. This month only, zero interest financing for 12 months on your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote. And you always get fast, professional installation that is always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
Jason Wilde is on assignment this week. He probably won't be happy about what we're going to do next.
Where's Wilde?
He's on assignment. We're not playing that game. We're going to do something that Jason would frown upon.
Dan Orlovsky?
Close. You'll find out next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
When were you first left home alone as a kid?
I have no idea.
And did you break rule, like when your parents said, okay, you can stay home, but
well, would you
no
consider
eating
being
all the
home
cookies?
Alone when you had, you know, on a farm and you had all the cows?
Yeah, I guess. Like,
so well, you never really.
You, I guess it's kind of a different lifestyle than I lived growing up.
I would think so.
I was always, you know me, hall monitor. I was always good about following any of the rules that
I
were left in place.
I would bet your parents didn't leave you home alone until you were like 12.
No, I was left home. I was an only child, so I was left home alone pretty early. So,
well, how early?
I don't know. I
don't get your mom or dad in trouble.
No, 10 or 11, where it's just like, okay, quick trip to the grocery store or whatever. Like, just, okay, 10, 15 minutes it starts with. And then it gets a little bit longer after that, and you kind of grow into it. But there were always rules, like, don't eat all the cookies when we're gone. Like, actually have a full, like, lunch or
okay.
You know, take the dog for a walk, whatever.
Sure.
I feel like when Jason's gone for the week, he leaves us a few things that he would prefer we not do, but we kind of break the rules anyway.
Like what?
Well, he's not a big fan of Dan Orlovsky.
No, he wants us to do it while he's gone.
Oh, that's what you think. It's like, oh, it's the opposite. It's a list of chores to do while he's gone.
There's things that annoy him and irritate him, like, you know, listening to other shows, some things that he holds monster grudges about that I don't think I think he's fine when it's, obviously, if we could get Goody or Jordan Love, we would not do that without Jason
Wilde. Pretty irritated.
Obviously. Charles Woodson.
I think we had LePay on one time when he was gone. He wasn't too happy about
like,
that.
I think anyone Packer associated. But if we were going to get people that he doesn't like, I think we'd be better to do it when he's gone.
Sure.
And that's kind of how we've structured some things while he's taken a, again, well-deserved break, a little vacation.
So one of the things that Jason does not like doing is promoting Colin Cowherd.
He does not.
He does not like the work of the herd. However, we did see a clip surface on social media yesterday that we felt was too good to pass up because it does directly relate to so much of the Green Bay Packers conversation we've had this offseason about the Friends ensemble cast of wide receivers. Let's hear Tom Brady, new lead NFL analyst Fox Sports.
By the way, he's going to be really good.
Better than Greg Olsen?
Yes.
You got your doppelganger? Greg Olsen
is very good. Greg Olsen, by the way, I don't know if I'm going to say he's better than Collinsworth, but he's definitely better than our guy Romo.
Wow.
Well, that's not like some crazy
statement.
You're
so down on Romo. I think Romo's still great.
No, he's not still great. He was great. He's not anymore.
He bounced back last year. He was down a year or two ago. He bounced back last year. He came back strong.
I don't know, Jim.
All right. Anyway, let's hear what Tom Brady had to say about number one wide receivers and getting them involved in the offense. And an obligation he felt as a quarterback. This is about 2 minutes worth of content here from Tom Brady on The Herd with Colin. This is totally worth it, though. Sit back and enjoy Tom Brady on The Herd talking about number one wide receivers. Enjoy.
Yet you always felt like you had to do something to get them the ball. And if they hadn't touched the ball in practice, I'd make sure, oh, God, you know, hey, I got to get so-and-so ball because I want him to keep running hard. And I want him to be ready for when the ball does come. And, you know, you see it a lot in NFL games. I've been practicing a lot of these games. I want to see the best players touch the ball early so they can break a sweat. They can get into the flow of the game. And good coaches do that. When you script plays at the beginning of the game, you're saying, okay, you're the Niners coach. I'm going to make sure McCaffrey touches it either first or second in the game. I want to make sure Deebo Samuel touches it first or second in the game. I'm going to throw it to him quick. Somehow I know the ball is going to be in his hands so he can do something with it. I want to get him into the flow. So we would always try to script so that everybody would feel like they were in the flow of the game. The last thing you want is your number one receiver to go 2.5 quarters into a game and not see a ball to get one target, because he's going to get discouraged. He's got to go out there. He's got to break the huddle. He's got to run out 25 yards to his alignment. He's got to run down the field as fast as he can, try to get open. He's got to run back to the huddle. It's a lot of effort that he's putting into not getting the ball. Now, I think when you can reward that guy early in the game and figure out, okay, where is he at? How do I get him the ball? And there's certain guys that are really easy to get the ball to. Certainly the guys that line up closer to the ball, the tight ends and the slot receivers, there's way more route options for them. It's way easier to get them the ball because they can go to basically every part of the field. Whereas that perimeter receiver, he's got the sideline to deal with. He really can't break out. If he breaks out, he's got 5 or 6 yards to deal with. A receiver at the tight end position or in the slot, when he breaks out, he's got 18 yards to deal with. So you have much more space to get him actually the ball. So, you know, it wasn't hard to get Welker the ball. It wasn't hard to get Edelman the ball. It wasn't hard to get Gronkowski the ball. It was hard to get a perimeter receiver the ball. If they decide that they want to take a perimeter receiver out of the game,
roll out coverage.
You just roll the coverage to him. You play cover two. You jam him at the line of scrimmage with someone over the top, and it's very, very difficult to get that guy the ball. But that also gives up a lot of other things. And you've got to be able to take advantage of those things. And that number one receiver has to understand, okay, they're making a concerted effort to take me away. Therefore, my other teammates have to produce when they're playing these coverages.
That was so good.
That's good stuff.
And, you know, it's one thing to know all this stuff and be able to get it into a broadcast. I think Tom, one of the things he's going to have to learn on the job is those are really quick snippets. Like, if teams go up-tempo or anything else, and there's no waiting. Like, even though he's the GOAT, they're not going to wait. Hold up. I got a really good point here, Jordan.
Are you telling Tom Brady he wasn't concise enough in his commentary
well, this
here
isn't
with the herd?
This isn't the format, but what I'm saying is the insight that he gave right there. We've had this discussion for a long time about the receiving core. And the fact that he acknowledges and understands how the receiver mind works and how important it is as a quarterback to keep guys happy. And I remember talking to Brett in the mid-2000s about when he had Sterling Sharp. And Sterling Sharp, it was, I have to get him the football. He's so good. He's my comfort and kind of your security blanket. And that's a great thing to have. Can you keep the receiver's mindset that what he was just talking about, rolling coverage and everything else, because receivers want numbers. They want the football. And when they don't get it, and then someone comes around for contract time, well, you only had 85 catches this year, Johnny. Well, the coverages are rolled. Well, we don't care. That's that battle line that you have to get. And when Tom illustrated that and let you know how you wanted to get, you want guys that it doesn't matter. If you're not getting the ball and you have a clearing out route where you pull a safety with you, I can't have you going half speed because I'm pissed off I didn't get 3 touches already in the first quarter. Well, let's alleviate some of that by figuring out ways to get guys the ball. Keeping guys engaged is part of the process of having a good offense. Now, in an ideal world, that doesn't matter. You're not going to find 11 selfless players. You're not. I can tell you that. You can find guys that are really good teammates as long as things are going the right way. I don't want a ton of those guys, but sometimes the uber-talented players, that's how it works. So you have to understand that, and that's why it's such a complicated puzzle, and that's why the quarterback has to be selfless. And I am convinced Tom Brady why he's been able to win the way he was. I firmly believe Tom Brady didn't give 2 rips if he threw 100 touchdowns or if he threw 30. Now, did he enjoy the season with Randy Moss? I'm sure he did because it shut up some critics. But I can assure you this, his favorite seasons wasn't that year. His favorite season was the next one that he won a championship in. And he had that mentality, and I think he also had an understanding, hey, maybe Jules Edelman didn't need to have 50 touches because he had that same mentality. But Randy Moss did, or some of these other young receivers, because if you don't, and all of a sudden, now this guy didn't get any touches, and he doesn't run his clearing route hard enough, that safety sees that and can come down, and all of a sudden he can take Gronk out, or he can take Edelman out, because this guy's not doing his job. He understands that whole piece, and that little clip covered so much of that, and that's why I'm excited to see and hear his analysis on some of these games.
And he should be on several Packers games, we expect, on Fox throughout the course of this year. A couple quick follow-up questions on what Brady said. So he talked about the guys in the middle of the field are easier to get the ball to. When you heard that commentary, were there any players from your career that stood out and you're like, yep, that was super easy for Rodgers to get it to blank?
What I did think of was this concept that Matt LaFleur had. And if you remember, he was saying how they move Christian Watson around and how smart he is. That to me, because it is easier. You have option routes. You're out on the side. You're out playing, you know, on the sideline. You run a slant. You run a post. You're not getting a ton of option routes because there's a sideline. So having guys move in motion, and if you look, remember Devontae, they were great at moving him around. That versatility that this ensemble cast has, you don't know. You might think, we can't let Christian Watson beat us. We can't let Reed beat us. Well, I don't even know where he's going to line up. And then I don't know about motion and all that. That's the beauty of this ensemble cast. Whereas in the past, if you just put Devontae out wide or Jordy out wide, it's, okay, well, we'll roll, like Coward just said, you roll the coverage. And it's great if you have players that understand that and say, well, man, I'm giving Dobbs all these opportunities because I'm getting a safety and he isn't. That's great as long as everybody understands it, because fans aren't going to understand it. Fans are going to say, well, Watson's only got 8 catches on the year. What's wrong with Watson? And you could sit and explain, oh, it's the same thing with a D lineman. He's getting doubled 3 times, and that gives Rashawn Gary one-on-one opportunities. He's killing it. That's great. But if I'm Kenny Clark, I'm like, well, yeah, I don't have any sacks because they're doubling me. That's those and it is important for the team to understand it and for its leaders, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And it sounds like Tom Brady, that's one of the reasons he's cracked that code, because he understood that whole concept.
844-770-3776. You're going to want to have that phone number to play trivia here in just a moment. 844-770-3776. The guy that I thought of when I heard Tom Brady's commentary there was Jaden Reed. So you're saying Christian Watson in the motion, getting around. I think Jaden Reed, like, in the middle of the field.
Yeah, he's already doing that.
Like, exactly, and that's what I thought.
The question I have is, you have these guys that you put out on the perimeter, especially young players, and especially as competitive as it's going to be. You got Tucker Kraft. You got Musgrave in the middle that, you know, it basically, if you remember, Gronk, pretty big part of the offense, and before Aaron Hernandez's whole ordeals, that was something that they really, and Edelman, Welker, easy to get the football to. Randy Moss, certainly easy the 1 year to get the football because he's such a great talent. And everybody understood people had to put roll coverage to Randy Moss, and some of these other receivers ended up having big years because of that coverage.
I don't know if it'll be Jaden Reed. I don't know if it'll be Christian Watson. Jordan Love, I'd expect his projections to hit more quite a bit this year when we're playing on Prize Picks. For
yeah,
the
and I love
season.
You got some futures opportunities, yards passing I saw for Jordan Love and a lot of other quarterbacks. It is time for the excitement of summer sports, and I say the best way to take summer sports excitement to the next level is with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. The community of over 5 million players, Prize Picks is the most exciting way to get in on summer sports action while watching your favorite teams and players. Baseball, America's pastime, is just starting up, while soccer, pro tennis, esports, and especially the dub, women's b-ball, are more popular than ever. You can make a Prize Picks lineup in as little as 60 seconds, and with Prize Picks, can turn $10 into $1,000 during a single game this summer. Sam Hauser was great for me during the playoffs. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you are locked and loaded to go. Got hockey. Got to make sure I say this properly. Hockey's playoffs winding down.
Game 6 tomorrow
night. I love
night.
Those first inning runs.
Yeah.
I love that. That's another one I enjoy. So get out there. Use the best fantasy sports app available. Download the Prize Picks app now. Enter the code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of $100.
I was like pitcher outs also. How many outs?
Yeah, like dabbling too much with that. I'm a big innings guy, and then, you know, I'm going to start dabbling a little bit more. I think with the big lawn tournament coming up, I might dabble a little bit in that too.
The big lawn tournament. It's time now for trivia. Producer Alex Gravatt, our cousin sub of the day, has created today's trivia questions. You gotta be shipping me.
I did not come up with that title.
I helped with that
one. Is that really what the...
You gotta be... It's about ships. There are good ships, there are wood ships, there are ships that sail the sea.
I'm always interested why, like, you know, pirate trivia, pirates are in town, Buccaneers, Wisconsin sports, or Wisconsin, we could have done Wisconsin geography, we didn't have it yesterday.
Brewers play the Padres tonight, could have done San Diego trivia.
Yep.
Why? A lot of options. Why ships?
Oh, there's so many reasons, Jesse. I went kayaking yesterday. Those boats.
Is a kayak a ship?
It's not even close. It's a vessel. It is a vessel.
It's definitely not a ship.
A Jaws came out 49 years ago today.
But in fairness, you had no idea that was what it was.
Also, doesn't have a lot to do with. Like, it has more little to do with ships, but more about sharks.
Yeah.
So if you did shark trivia, because Shark Week is usually in the summer, that would be something.
The single largest aircraft battle. Aircraft carrier battle happened in 1944 today, so.
Okay.
Caller 11. Caller number 11.
You got to be shipping me.
Thanks for being careful with that one. 844-770-3776. Trivia about ships. Caller 11 for trivia. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
I believe it goes... There are good ships, there are wood ships, there are ships that sail the sea, but the best ships are friendships, and may we always be. It's a good cheers when you're raising a Coors Light. You like
okay,
that?
I'll take your word for that.
You're not going to remember that.
No, I'm not. It's way too long.
Ship trivia is today's category. Robbie in Milwaukee is today's Wilde and Tausch trivia contestant. Robbie, I usually produce the show. I don't recognize your name. Are you a first-time contestant?
Pop those balloons. Get them up.
Yeah, there we go. First-time contestant.
The balloon popper.
Robbie in Milwaukee. Let's play trivia. How much do you know about ships, Robbie?
Oh, I feel confidence.
Right. I legit don't know if there could be a more random, like, random topic for a trivia contest. I don't know.
It's pretty random. But here we go, Robbie. Question number one, because G was out kayaking yesterday. Which of these famous ships... Oh, he's going with the pirate music.
You know it.
Yarr! I don't have any pirate jokes ready. We'll see if Tausch has one. Which of these famous ships was deemed unsinkable before its maiden voyage in 1912? Was it the Hams Victory, the RMS Titanic, or Truman Cafloti?
The RMS Titanic.
It was the Titanic.
What does RMS stand for?
Not entirely sure, actually. I think it's Royal Majesty something.
I've never heard. Service? Like, it's always
Royal,
just Titanic.
I'll dive into that. Tausch, you have question number two.
I do, but before we do that, quick question for you. A pirate went to the doctor.
Oh, he's got one!
And said, I have moles on my back. The doctor said, it's okay. They're benign. The pirate replied, count them up again. I think there be 10. Anything? No wow. Laughs? Nothing?
There be nine.
There be ten.
Listen, I'll take
it. You didn't do it in a pirate joke voice.
I have an Irish pirate accent.
RMS Royal Mail Ship.
Mail ship.
Yeah.
So they delivered mail. Fair enough. Gordon Lightfoot wrote a folk rock song about which of these ships that sank in Lake Superior? Probably the most underrated.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
There you go.
There it is. Nicely done, Robbie. 2 for 2.
Great tune.
Lake Superior, by far the most underrated of the Great Lakes. It is so crystal clear and just absolutely gorgeous. I know Lake Michigan gets all the love because it's on the, you know, Chicago, all that stuff. Lake Superior, Superior Lake by far.
I think Gordon Lightfoot's underrated. I got some jams.
Okay.
Question 3, Robbie, for a chance at a clean sweep in your Wildy and Tausch trivia debut. Which of these American ships is the longest serving warship of all time, earning the nickname Old Ironside? Is it the USS
Constitution?
Oh, dude. Wow.
Ah, old boy knows his ship.
That's five entries or six entries, right?
No, you should.
I don't know why we don't, but I think it's because Jesse would have to work and put some time in, change the rules. That was impressive. Question two and three without any choices?
It's impressive.
It's big time.
Robbie, you got all the questions right. You get 4 entries
I wish you would have laughed at my benign joke.
Well, you didn't deliver it well enough.
I don't think I did. I think you're right. It's just like AG not delivering the Sports Center. I appreciate the good feedback.
Are we going to keep bashing him on it?
There's no bashing.
Robbie, congratulations. You have as many entries as you possibly can have into the drawing, which takes place tomorrow.
It is good work.
ESPNWisconsinContest.com for the official rules.
He was caller 11. Is that 11?
We can ship them to you, Robbie, if needed.
Good one.
All right. Love you guys.
And he finishes with a love you guys.
I'm a big Robbie fan. He's authentic. He's not laughing at bad jokes.
He's getting
questions, and he's doing it without. Hey, you should head over to Steinhoffel's. Experience the luxury of a Stearns & Foster mattress at Steinhoffel's, featuring layers of premium material beneath a timeless hand-stitched cover. Stearns & Foster mattresses provide the entire family with a luxurious sleep experience. Plus, you'll get up to $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. Feel this collection's handcrafted comfort and support at Steinhoffel's today, or you can shop online at steinhoffels.com.
The 11 o'clock hour begins with some more Packers commentary from Terrell Buckley, appearing on the Homer Hour with our friend Homer. You're going to want to hear what he said about Jeff Hafley, Jaire Alexander, and the Packers defense. Don't go anywhere. We'll get to that in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.